good morning. It is an open phone day today on the talk show. And I've got Colin Letty, Jeremy. Colin, good morning. Hold on a second. Good morning.
There we go. Good morning.
It's Monday. We'll talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. Reading a number of things over the weekend. Actually also listening to the Good Day Health Show. I don't know if you ever hear the Good Day Health Show on the weekends.
I catch it from time to time.
It's basically, Dr. Ken Kronos, he said something very interesting. He said, as far as vaccines, we've pretty much, everybody who's going to get a vaccine has already got it.
We have plateaued, is what you're saying.
It looks like very, very, very few chances of getting many more people to get vaccines. I don't know children so far. I don't know how well that's going. So far, I don't think it's going real good because most parents are reluctant to get vaccines for younger children.
I wish I could tell you I'm surprised, but I'm not.
I'm not surprised either.
Because all the people who wanted to be vaccinated are already vaccinated. So I don't think we should expect much more change.
And the other thing I read is that...
And the people who don't want to get vaccinated, you're not going to change their minds.
Is that we also plateaued on boosters. There's two things that are certain that we know of from both Pfizer and Moderna. And that is that over time, they fade. They lose the effectiveness that they had.
Efficacy is the word that's
or
been used.
The efficacy, but well, whatever the
however you say it.
Well, however you say it, they lose the ability to fight off infections gradually but surely as time goes by. That's why the boosters are out. And very few people, the U.S. is behind virtually every major country in terms of getting people to get boosters. A lot of people have got the two shots, but that's it. And those two shots, when was the last time you had your shot?
May of last year.
Okay. So, I mean, and I, now, I also know that Dr. King Croto said one thing on Saturday. You know what he said? He said, how is this thing going to end? One, it's not going to totally end because the virus or the variants or whatever, it's going to be around. The Omicron variant hopefully will be the last. Keep your fingers crossed. But probably not. There may be. But if it does follow the same pattern that we saw in 1918 to 1920, that we will see what will be the ending of this the fact is everybody's either going to get COVID on a mild case, hopefully, but not everybody gets a mild case. There's still going to be people that are going to be health immunocompromised and those sorts of things and dealing with the thing. And we've got people that just simply there seems to be a red state blue state strong differential in this thing too,
in more ways than one.
Yeah, but we passed the 900,000 people that have died from the from COVID. Some people might dispute those figures, saying, "Well, maybe they died of something else, but had COVID too." I will say, I did not expect a kid to test positive for COVID a little over a week ago. 10 days
Yeah,
ago.
I didn't expect that either.
No, I didn't expect it. However, what I can say with absolute certainty is that I did have two shots and two vaccinations, and I did have a booster back in September, If this was COVID, my COVID case, not totally asymptomatic, but one of the mildest, a little bit of a cold. And I still got a little bit of a cold, but I'm not positive, and I'm negative now. And I went through the whole quarantine, and I even gave an extra day to it. So, if this is the way it's going to be ending, so be it. Because that's what I said before. A couple of weeks ago, I said, Dr. Kronos said, it's going to become the common cold. That's what happened in 1918 to 1920.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, will it still, will some people be affected by it stronger? Yes. But people are affected by things, other things, stronger too. So we're not one world. But what else is going on? Let's see. The Ukraine and Russia. What is going on there? It's like a game of Battleship, you know. It's like, okay, I think I'll put it over here and see if.
It's a lot of people being standoffish and reactionary.
It's tweaking. Let's see if I can get a reaction out of the other guy. Does it seem like that posturing? It seems all posturing to me.
For the most part, yes.
Okay, and we've also got, what else is going on? We've got the Winter Olympics. In China, how did we end up keeping China in the Winter Olympics, and how did the IOC get sucked into having to, I guess because they'd already planned on it. NBC is getting the worst ratings in Olympic history. You know that they don't have anybody on the ground? They have no announcers?
No, they can't.
No, they don't. The broadcasts are all being done from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, via remote. It's kind of like the baseballs. Didn't they do that for baseball season two years ago?
No, actually, they had people in the broadcast booth. They just couldn't. They didn't have fans.
The Cubs did theirs. I know the Cubs were. They were back at Wrigley doing the game. They had the games
for road games. Yeah, but
I'm talking. Well, okay. They did do the home games, but there was no road games. That's it. That's what it was. Because I know that they did not. They did not go on the road to do the games.
The broadcast teams didn't go on the road.
The broadcasters. No. The team went
Excuse me. You confused me there. But I distinctly remember watching Cubs games on Marquee when there was no fans and Boog and JD were in the booth at Wrigley.
Well, they could have been at Wrigley, but when it was on the road, they didn't. They were at Wrigley, too.
Mm-hmm.
Watching it on a screen.
Yep.
I don't know. It's trying to make plans to do things and trying to get back to quote-unquote normal. It's like I haven't been on a plane, but I'm going to be on a plane next month I'll be wearing a mask the entire time. You don't like masks at all, is that right?
I'm mostly indifferent towards them.
You don't like flying at all?
No, I hate everything about the experience of air travel, but I'm saying there's a place that says I don't have to wear a mask, I won't, but if I go someplace somebody asks me to, it's no big deal.
All right. I don't know. I haven't done any traveling, so I don't know. Maybe somebody else can explain.
All you have to do is go over a couple of states or a couple hundred yards and... Our case, if you...
Well, I know, but...
Well, not so much anymore because of a certain court ruling in Illinois that just happened.
What was that court ruling?
So there was a judge in Sangamon County who ruled that the school mask mandate that Governor Pritzker implemented was, quote-unquote, overreach and thus rendered all of his other COVID policies, again, quote, null and void.
They also are, we're also, okay.
The governor and the state attorney general will be appealing that decision. I'd say they're getting their appeal in today.
Okay.
At the earliest.
Anyway, we have no mask mandate in Iowa. Now, I know that there
And the emergency declaration ends on the 15th.
And there are some schools, I believe there's still some schools that do have mask mandates. Not too many, but a few.
A few of the larger ones.
But for the most part. We are seeing, the one thing that is true about the Omicron variant is that, A, it's much more contagious. B, it is, for the most part, very much milder than the Delta variant.
I'm curious to get the thoughts on the governor ending the emergency proclamation on the 15th, and that means pretty much everything involving COVID is...
Why? You mean, what's the magic about the 15th? Is there a magic in the 15th?
I just said it.
No.
Were you even listening?
No. I was listening, but I'm just saying.
The governor's ending the emergency proclamation surrounding COVID.
I'm just saying the specifics of why the 15th as opposed to just a date picked out of the air. Is that what it
I
is?
Assume as much, yes.
Yeah. All right.
Thoughts?
Well, you know, I guess the question is you can run, but you can't hide. I mean, it was like. We had 107. I know that Pat Cohen. I told you this when Pat Cohen was at 107 staff members down or out of action. Not necessarily COVID, but Pat himself. He was out of action with COVID, and they have a 10-day quarantine that they still have in effect for that. So he was unable to meet with anybody for. He was in here doing the talk show, but and passing the CDC guidelines. But unable to meet with anybody do any meetings for the next 5 days. So there's a lot of, paradoxes in the way that we handle the COVID. Each state is different.
Not each state. Some of them are pretty similar.
Well, okay. But there's differences among the states that are fairly wide. Some mm-hmm. are the same, but for the most part, it's pretty wide, big difference here between here and our neighbors to the 1,000 feet away.
That would be to the east.
To the east, yes. Illinois. Anyhow. But
really, you look at Iowa and Illinois, they really are the two examples of the two different sides of states dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
The complete opposite sides.
Well, and also the difference between dealing with marijuana and marijuana laws and medical marijuana, the whole bit. Right?
Well, there's many factors in that regard.
Well, yes, there is. And regardless.
We all know the biggest factor in why it was legalized in Illinois.
It was because they're broke. That's
they
why.
They are flat as Kansas broke. And
anyway.
And when you legalize and regulate something like marijuana, which is something people were going to use regardless, it is a big money maker and above all else, taxable.
The question I have is are people back? How many, if you're listening now, I mean, does it feel like you're back to normal? Do you feel like you're back to normal or not?
I think it honestly does depend on where you are and what your feelings are about COVID. Because
yeah.
You knew last summer, you look at it, there were people who saw, you know, we were in some bad COVID surges throughout all of last year, but people still went out to
the
stadiums.
Summer, the summer dropped off to almost zero.
And then in the fall, we shot right back up.
Because of what did we get? We got Delta. And the Delta variant was a much more virulent strain of COVID than Omicron. When Omicron came in, that came in over the holidays, and it's more contagious. But now hopefully the advantage.
Yeah, forgive me if I don't want to see a fourth entry in this saga.
I don't know. I supposedly by having had Omicron, that I have achieved a certain antibody resistance to other strains of COVID. But you see, nobody really knows for sure, do they?
No.
I mean, it's like we're kind of like throwing darts at a dartboard, hoping that we hit something. And we get conflicting information all the time. Anyway. What else is in the news? As I mentioned, the Chinese and did you read anything about what happens to the athletes who test positive?
Instant quarantine.
But it's not only that, but it's being dirty rooms and very tiny rooms and they were being. There was stories
of sleeping on cardboard beds like they were in in Japan?
Probably something like that.
Was that Rio? I can't remember.
No room to work out. No room to do any exercising. No room to do meals. Finally, I think they finally upgraded the meal system. They're basically getting the same meal three times a day. It was like being in prison. Basically, that's what it was. You were in the Chinese prison while you're waiting for and trying to be an athlete at the same time. But the Olympics themselves and the
you said the ratings are in the toilet.
Well, and the Chinese they've got a phalanx of. Of an entire
got a what?
A phalanx.
Phalanx, yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you
a
mean.
A large group of people who are all there to keep anybody from seeing anything they shouldn't see.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Don't see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, and stay the heck out of this area. Making sure that it's security.
Don't pan the camera 6 feet to the right.
I could have just said Chinese security is extremely tight because they don't want to, because they've got a zero tolerance rule on COVID. So you have to, supposedly, you don't. So broadcasters aren't there. The diplomats aren't there, with the exception of Vladimir Putin. He's there. I get a feeling that Putin is just sort of laughing at us. Do you know? Do you know what I mean? It's like we're all of this scrambling going around, and it's like he's just playing this game. He's sort of like playing a game of chess with his with the Ukraine, or that not the Ukraine, just Ukraine. It's like how do I put the world on edge without really doing anything? Do you think he's going to invade?
I honestly cannot say.
I don't have any idea.
And I'm not going to speculate.
Okay. Let's see. What else?
I know that's very boring, but I honestly just I don't feel like speculating on this topic because I genuinely don't have an answer.
Now, he was meeting with Xi Jinping, who is the premier of China, while he was at the Olympics. And apparently China and Russia, they were linked together, but there's always been a suspicion. You know why there has been a suspicion and a linkage at the same time?
Why?
Because they have a very long border together next to each other. So there's sort of a
keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Something like that. But it's and the Chinese. Do you know the Chinese only had 13,000 people with COVID?
That's a flat-out lie.
That's the official word from the Chinese government.
That's a flat-out lie.
And the concentration camps for the Muslims, they're not concentration camps. They are training. They're training centers. Did you know that?
Training for what exactly?
I'm not sure, but they're training. It's not one world, as Paul Harvey would say. Crazy things. Let's see what else is in the news. We got three candidates for the superintendent of the Burlington schools. They have been announced. One of them is a fairly familiar name, Lori Knoll. Lori was involved in administration here.
That's Dr. Lori Knoll.
Doctor,
of, the Fairfield School
yeah,
District.
Yeah, the Fairfield School District. Yeah.
And you said, if you're okay with me saying this, you say you see her as the top candidate?
Well, it's hard for me to see. The fact is, if somebody's familiar with the district, somebody's familiar with the way that the district operates, somebody is familiar also who has been at a nearby school of similar size,
Well, you also have to think that they're looking for the person that fits the school district the best, and whether it's someone who's been here or not, they're going to go.
My gut tells me that would seem to be, but I don't know. I don't know how what goes on in the mind.
Could go completely out of left field.
Could very well be completely out of left field. Regardless of that, let's see what else is in the news.
Left field, unlike anything during this baseball season, which probably won't happen.
You know, that was the other thing. Is that we've got tickets to a Cubs game. We got three tickets to a Cubs game in that Sloan Field next
Sloan
month.
Park.
Is it Sloan Park? Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, they call it Wrigley West. Is what I've referred to.
It used to be Hohokam Park, but that's now owned by Oakland.
Okay. Anyway, will there be a spring training? Will there even be a season?
If there's no season, no spring training, if there is spring training, it's not happening on time.
And you did hear, we did talk a little bit about it in the morning, is that the owners have all of the clout. The players
they have all the power. The commissioner has zero power.
Yeah, yeah.
The fight in this is between the owners and the players' association,
and the owners,
over the collective bargaining agreement.
The owners have all the cards, and the players are trying to.
Well, you see, it was the reverse before 1994. It was the players' association that had all the cards, and they just milked the league and the owners for everything and won every decision. Then in 1994, it completely flipped, and the league dominated the players' association.
And now the league is dominating again.
And remember what happened the last time this happened? We had a World Series canceled. There was no baseball, and what brought the fans back? Entertaining, electrifying players, massive power home run hitters through rampant steroid use. And the only way you're going to get that level of popularity back is for teams to cheat again. You've seen it, like the Astros, what they did. You see pitchers using spider tack. You might even see steroids come back, which would be awful for the league long term.
I don't see steroids coming back.
You never know.
I think that what you will see is, it really doesn't.
You're definitely going to see pitchers doctor the ball more.
You're going to see. The thing is, do the players? I think the players will cave myself, and they will go back to work. That's what my guess.
The players, maybe the Players Association, which represents them, no.
Well, we'll see what's...
Because I have said it multiple times, the people in charge of the league and the Players Association are greedy, belligerent children.
And they will not...
Arguing over a children's game.
And they will not come to terms. Anyway, it is a Monday. It's an open phone day today. We'll talk about anything and everything. We'll talk about the leading candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, maybe even the leading candidate for the next president. I'll bring my opinion in on that, not Collins, but my opinion. We'll talk about the 2022 midterm. This is the midterm conferences of the National Republican Party. That took place this past week. We'll talk about that and more. We've got that on the way.
He's the one that leads your team. And when it comes down to that final play, he's the one your team looks to make it happen. Only one show can give you access to everything Coach has to say. And you can hear it right here on Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey this Monday night at 7. On News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So, yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Nutrient Ag Solutions presents Snow Bowl 2022, March 10th through 12th at Burlington Memorial Auditorium. Get your tickets now at BurlingtonSnowBowl.com. We're at Burlington Memorial Auditorium, the Port of Burlington, Case Spine Community Credit Union, 4B Tack and More, Quarry Creek Elk and Bison, Pep Stop in Mount Pleasant, Jet Stop in Denmark, and Men's Firestone in Carthage. Don't miss any of the action of Snow Bowl 2022, March 10th through 12th. Nutrien Ag Solutions presents Snow Bowl, brought to you by the Fun City Resort, Roth Trucking, and Golden Eagle Bud Light.
Hi, I'm Ashley Darley, Community Relations Director at The Views of Burlington. Our world has undergone some major changes in the last year. We here at The Views understand how these changes have affected our local families, and we want to help. To help our local economy, we have raised our wages in every department. We are grateful for the opportunity to provide healthy wages for our employees and invite you to come join the Oakview family. To learn more about these positions and apply online, go to viewseniorliving.com/careers.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Hancock County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a Carthage man. According to a news release on Sunday at about 1:25 a.m., Hancock County deputies were called to the scene of a death investigation. Carthage police had taken a missing persons report earlier that day, and a subsequent investigation led to the discovery of a dead white male just outside the city limits. 27-year-old Darren McGrew of Carthage had been reported missing and was identified as the deceased male. The death is currently being investigated by the Hancock County Sheriff's Office, Carthage Police Department, and the Illinois State Police. Hancock County Sheriff Travis Duffy says there's no risk to the public in regards to the incident. An Iowa woman is grateful that the State Board of Parole reversed its decision to give early release to the man who fatally shot her son in 2017 after a judge clarified that he sentenced the man to serve 24 years in prison. Shafona Jones told the Gazette in Cedar Rapids that she's glad that Johnson County Attorney Jeanette Linus followed up with the judge after the parole board granted 28-year-old Lamar Wilson work release in September. Wilson was convicted of voluntary manslaughter and several other charges in the August 2017 shooting on Iowa City's pedestrian mall that left Jones's son dead and two others injured. Wilson didn't deny firing the gun, but he argued he fired the shots in self-defense. A central Illinois judge has issued a temporary restraining order that prevents school districts from complying with Governor Pritzker's mandate that requires students to wear masks in the classroom. In Friday's ruling, Sangamon County Circuit Judge Raylene Griscow wrote that Pritzker overstepped his legal authority with the mandate and determined that other emergency orders he issued to combat the spread of COVID-19, including one that mandates vaccinations for school employees, are, quote, null and void. Pritzker and Attorney General Kwame Raoul say the ruling will put students and school staffers at risk of contracting and spreading the virus. Raul says he will appeal the decision. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden meets with the new German Chancellor Olaf Scholz today at the White House before a joint news conference.
Germany has not provided the same lethal weaponry to Ukraine as the U.S. The Chancellor is also facing international pressure to use the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, supplying Russian natural gas to Germany, as leverage. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says one way or another, if Russia invades Ukraine, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Fox's Jared Halpern. French President Emmanuel Macron meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today. Star NFL running backs accused of beating someone up the night before yesterday's Pro Bowl game.
Alvin Kamara caught four passes for 23 yards in the Pro Bowl in Las Vegas and then was taken into police custody. The New Orleans Saint is alleged to have assaulted somebody at a Las Vegas nightclub Saturday. He's charged with battery that resulted in bodily harm.
Fox's Jared Max. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Partly sunny skies. A few flurries possible this afternoon. A high to 31 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. A low down to 19. Should be mostly sunny Tuesday with a high up to 46. South winds around 10, becoming west in the afternoon, gusting to 20. And partly cloudy Tuesday night, a low to 28. Partly sunny Wednesday, high up to 42. And mostly sunny Thursday with a high to 36 degrees. Right now, we continue with partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies. It's 14 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. A muted open for stocks on Wall Street. Investors are watching the situation in Ukraine. Markets coming off a winning week last week, although major averages are still lower for the year. Big earnings reports coming this week from Disney, Pfizer, Coca-Cola, and more. Bond yields are higher this morning, the 10-year above 1.9%. Oil is higher as well, above $90 a barrel, and Bitcoin is ticking higher too. Low-cost carriers Frontier and Spirit announced a merger to create the fifth largest airline in the U.S. Both fly only Airbus jets. Next would be choosing a new name. Peloton shares are soaring this morning on potential takeover talks, including speculation that Amazon or Apple will buy it. Spotify is keeping Joe Rogan even after a second scandal, repetitive use of the N-word in his shows. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
At Great River Health, we're proud of keeping our community healthy for 126 years. We believe our success is built on our employees' service to their friends and neighbors. If you're ready to work for an organization that appreciates you, visit greatriverhealth.org to learn about job openings. Besides paying every employee at least $15 an hour and providing great benefits, some of our positions come with sign-on bonuses and extra pay for shifts. Learn more at greatriverhealth.org.
Are you ready to start planning your next vacation? With Cape Air, direct flights to St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare are affordable and convenient from Southeast Iowa Regional Airport in Burlington. Flights start at just $39 each way to St. Louis and $49 each way to Chicago O'Hare. And parking at the Burlington Airport is free. With Cape Air, your journey will be as enjoyable as your destination. Book your next trip at capeair.com.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain in effect.
On air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. We're talking about anything and everything. Let's see, what was going on this weekend? The nonstop presidential campaign of Donald J. Trump continues to continues to roll and continues to move through.
Do you want me to say it?
That's no, you don't have to say it. It's just it basically is no, not yet. Let me say
not yet. Not yet. Okay.
There's no. It's the fact is, he is leading by an alarm, way in front of any other potential candidate.
Did you expect anything else to happen?
No, I really didn't. But because he's been nonstop campaigning too.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. He's he's got a lot of people working. He's working on trying to unseat any of the people that were in charge of elections in any of the states that were under dispute, or at least he has disputed from 2020, and trying to remove those people and get different, and also change the laws for election, basically voting and who's eligible to vote, how early can you vote, and that sort of thing. And yes, the fact is, he's also far and away the number one candidate among any potential Republican voters as of now. Now, things can change, obviously.
Do you see anyone else overtaking him for the nomination?
I see no one having... The only one who's got even a chance right now that I think... Maybe Mike Pence actually is... I don't know, but I don't see anybody else. I don't see the guy in Florida. I don't see...
Governor Ron DeSantis?
I don't see DeSantis. I don't see DeSantis as being able to
I don't
do
think
that.
He wants to run for president.
Well, he says he does, but at least he's talked to. Well, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dean. It's amazing how we repeat history. What's happening in China, the same thing happened before war broke out between Germany and the United States. Base the whole world close their eyes to the slaughter what's happening in Germany to Jews, Christians, Poles, French, and other minorities, and also some Germans who disagree with Hitler. people basically close their eyes to it, and maybe deep down inside, a lot of people agree what they were doing. But it's amazing how it's just like our Speaker of the House basically told our athletes to just shut up and keep quiet, and that shows you how much the Chinese pretty much own the United States now.
Well, there's a reason. Now, hold on, Dean. There's a reason, Dean. There's a reason why, Dean. There's a reason why she said that, and it wasn't to basically to ignore the fact. It was basically because the Chinese are not to be trusted. The Chinese are not to be respected.
The Chinese government.
Excuse me. And he's got. Colin's right. The Chinese
government, country's government and its people are two completely different things.
Making it, China is such a place right now, if you are an athlete and you make a political statement of any sort about China, then you are basically, you're subject to be sent home or deported or any of those other things. And, yeah, is China, the Chinese Communist Party, are they, the other difference between here and Hitler and dealing with the Chinese is the world sees what's going on. They see the Muslim concentration camps. They just don't have any control over what they can do to change that as of now. They can't go in and invade. They can't invade China.
Well, we could have done what I said before. Is before the Olympic Games, let's say last year. Well, what if I was? I don't want to be president, but if I would have done, I would have got all the democratic countries together and have our own Olympics, and basically then after before that, I would get Farmers Association together. I don't remember what they are, and also farmers, and I would go to that guy, Farmers Association. And I would tell them to look for different markets for our soybeans, corn.
Think of the Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau, is that right?
Yeah, Farm Bureau. And I would have done that. And then I would have announced a embargo on anything going over there.
I think
I want to do it now because it hurts the farmers. And that's what happened, Carter, basically. They have in the back of the farmers, but that's what I would have done. But I'm not president. I don't want to be president.
And Dean, nobody's going to disagree with the fact that the Chinese Communist Party is not to be trusted. They are not a reliable friend. They are
Me and my brother agree one thing. We are overly dependent on China now. It's just like they had on TV6. They had an investigation. Near Des Moines somewhere, they found out that China was buying some land to put solar panels in, and guess where the solar panels were made? China.
Do you know what the good? You want some good? You want some good news?
Four people are buying a record amount of farmland, and that's but nobody cares.
Hey,
but,
Dwayne. do you want to hear some good news? You want to hear some good news about what's going on? Because what we've had is we have three new companies that are three very large companies that are being built right now to make chips. We also have in Puerto Rico. Did you read about this? They are now trying to move the pharmaceutical industry businesses that were in China into
other places
into where they were. They were in Puerto Rico and other places in the Caribbean. And so,
I also know of a lot of large manufacturers trying to move business from China to other places as India.
And trying to get those, India as well. They're trying to get as many things out of China so we have more control over what our situation is. Right now, the Chinese are holding on. They got this chip. They have the chips. They're just holding on to them because they're holding us hostage with their chips. And so we're rebuilding and doing it. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, but we are in the process. So,
well, I agree with you about that point right there. I'll quickly make one more point about Europe, basically, that when Donald Trump was in the White House, he said this, I agree with this point, that Europe should spend more money on defense. We basically told him, you should depend on more on you defend your own borders than us. And it's horrible.
You're talking about NATO, is that right?
NATO was made to fight communism in the first place, not to have 40 different countries.
Okay.
But basically said it's about time you start paying more for your own defense, because he was right about that.
Yeah, no argument here.
Germany, what they did, they sent helmets to Ukraine. So it's about time we tell Europe, start spending more for your own defense if you really want to have freedom.
And how powerful is NATO anyway? Hey, Dean, I appreciate the call, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, okay. What NATO does or doesn't do, and our power within NATO, and is are they trying to get Ukraine into being a part of NATO? None of the things that I've seen are showing me that, but protecting their integrity or protecting their rights and authority is something that is on the base. And let's face it, Putin knows how to. He's pushing buttons, is what he's doing right now.
He's a politician.
He's pushing buttons. He knows he's got
testing the water.
He knows he can get us upset. And he's also, and I think what he's also looking at. I'm not sure whether he's looking at the 2024 election at all. I'm sure they are. They've got plenty of if you could say one thing about the Russian government, they got plenty of hackers. And you know what? You say this about the Chinese government too. They're both full. Yeah, you know, and North Korea. So is ours. We've got hackers too. Who's got the most hackers? I'm not sure. But it's the fact that you're dealing with this thing. Yeah.
Back on, you were discussing the Can I say it now?
You can say it.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the Pritchard Broadcasting Company or its affiliated stations. There you go.
Thank you very much. Well, we now have our disclaimer in there.
I keep telling you, I'll record that for you if you want.
No, you did a nice job right there. No, it's the fact. I don't see anybody, and this is disputed. Doug Stafford would dispute it in the morning. And potentially, I suppose, this January 6th committee might have some fruit or might bear some fruit, or there may be. I don't see that. I don't see it as happening. I don't see them convicting him. I don't see them impeaching him. I do see, frankly, the same story is going to be coming out in 2 years, and that is that, the election was stolen, and his base will still be there. And a lot of that base is right here. That's right here in Iowa. The Republican Party, my father, I said to this over the weekend, I said, my father, who was a lifelong Republican, would be rolling in his grave thinking it was happened to his grand old party. But then again, the Democrats, what's happened to the Democratic Party is also because what they've done is they've gone to the. You've got the two extremes on each side of there, and that's really the issue right now. The extremists are trying to control both parties, and that's there's no moderation, there's no compromise at all. Is there any compromise at all left in Congress?
Not that I can see.
No, it's either you're with us or against us, and that's the story. Who's gotten the most press? In the Senate, from the Democrats, Joe Manchin, and Kristen Sinema, because they're the two that the Democrats would if the Republicans use the term rhino, they are the dinos, the Democrats in name only, but maybe that's not true either. Liz Cheney, what do you call Liz Cheney? She's sort of she's in charge of the.
She's many things.
This is the most mixed up mess I've seen in terms of politics and in terms of where we are, and it affects all levels of our life. What do most people really care about right now? look, you've seen the price of gas right now here in Iowa. You've seen what's happened?
Oh, I can tell you the price of gas issue has little to nothing to do with the federal government.
No, it has nothing to do with the federal government.
It does a little bit. A little bit.
The Ukrainian situation, anytime people are nervous, price of gas goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Price of natural gas, we got this pipeline issue going on.
Up.
It's going up.
And I can also tell you a lot of the new environmental regulation on the fuel industry also caused prices to gouge a little bit. And I can tell you why they're not coming down effectively. And I discussed this with Pat a little bit on Thursday. Are you aware of what the ratcheting effect is?
The ratcheting effect. What? Go explain it.
What the ratcheting effect is, it's an economic thing. When a business puts up its prices, and they will eventually lower them, but they will lower them as slowly as possible to maintain that high level of profit. Because if your product is that sought after, people are going to buy it no matter how much it costs.
It's the old adage, how do gasoline prices leap up and trickle down.
So damned if you don't, damned if you do.
Yeah, it really is. And we're going to take a break. We've got some more words coming up. Final words in the show coming up after this.
Steals and slams. Blocks and jams. Behind the backs and half-court traps. Nets and hoops. Alleys and looks. College basketball lives here on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa travels to Maryland Thursday with pregame at 5. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Love is in the air, and you'll be feeling the love this February at Catfish Bend Casino with Cupid's Cash and Jewels promotion. 8 lucky winners will take home $250 in cash or find jewelry from Becker's Jewelers each Friday. Drawings at 8 and 9 p.m. Earn one entry for every 50 points earned. 5 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. See player services for details. Come on out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino inside the Fun City Resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh, yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
Oh, my, that's touching. What are you waiting for? Join Mark Patrick seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. That's right. Weight loss seminars Friday, February 18th at the Howard Johnson in Burlington. Time is 5:30 to 7:30. Registration begins at 5. Stop smoking seminar starts at 8 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30 p.m. Good morning. It's 9:57 at KBR. By the way, we will have city council members that will be joining us on the talk show this Wednesday, and we're going to talk about city business. We did not have city council or Chad Bird this last Wednesday. Eric Tisland. Yes, it was because of the Southeast Iowa days.
I enjoyed my talk with Eric Tisland on Wednesday.
Well, he's a smart guy, and he's in charge of a lot of things, and
of stuff.
And I figured he would be he'd be a good guest. Anyway, that was Wednesday. We have also coming up tomorrow. We're going to have Rhonda Reif. We're going to talk about some other things with her in part one of our show. Open phone day again on Thursday, and it's Valentine's weekend. Coming up this weekend, and there's a number of special events that are going on. We'll talk a little bit about some of those as well. But all of that is on the way, so to speak. And again, Southeast Iowa Days, how much is actually going to be coming to Southeast Iowa? Getting the, we need Illinois. What we need is Illinois to figure out a way to get that last 22 miles of four lane between here and Monmouth. And I don't see that happening anytime soon because Illinois, if you think Iowa's in Forgottonia, they're really in Forgottonia right there.
Oh, yeah, big time. If you're not living in one of maybe four places in the state,
yeah,
you are not a priority.
Anyway. Want to thank you for listening today. And again, we'll talk more about other things. But, be healthy, be happy,
be safe,
be hopeful. That's all I can give you.